By the 1960s, scientists had grown sufficiently frustrated by how little they understood of the Earth's interior that they decided to try to do something about it. Specifically, they got the idea to drill through the ocean floor, the continental crust was too thick, to the Moho discontinuity, and to extract a piece of the Earth's mantle for examination at leisure. The thinking was that if they could understand the nature of the rocks inside the Earth, they might begin to understand how they interacted, and thus possibly be able to predict earthquakes and other unwelcome events. The project became known, all but inevitably, as the Mohole, and it was pretty well disastrous. The hope was to lower a drill through 14,000 feet of Pacific Ocean water off the coast of Mexico, and drill some 17,000 feet through relatively thin crustal rock. Drilling from a ship in open water is, in the words of one oceanographer, like trying to drill a hole in the sidewalks of New York from atop the Empire State Building using a strand of spaghetti. Every attempt ended in failure. The deepest they penetrated was only about 600 feet. The Mohole became known as the No Hole. In 1966, exasperated with ever-rising costs and no results, Congress killed the project. 4 years later, Soviet scientists decided to try their luck on dry land. They chose a spot on Russia's Kola Peninsula, near the Finnish border, and set to work with the hope of drilling to a depth of 15 kilometres. The work proved harder than expected, but the Soviets were commendably persistent. When at last they gave up, 19 years later, they had drilled to a depth of 12,262 metres, or about 7.6 miles. Bearing in mind that the crust of the Earth represents only about 0.3% of the planet's volume, and that the Kola hole had not cut even one-third of the way through the crust, we can hardly claim to have conquered the interior. Interestingly, even though the hole was modest, nearly everything about it was surprising. Seismic wave studies had led the scientists to predict, and pretty confidently, that they would encounter sedimentary rock to a depth of 4,700 metres, followed by granite for the next 2,300 metres, and basalt from there on down. In the event, the sedimentary layer was 50% deeper than expected, and the basaltic layer was never found at all. Moreover, the world down there was far warmer than anyone had expected, with a temperature at 10,000 metres of 180 degrees centigrade, nearly twice the forecasted level. Most surprising of all was that the rock at that depth was saturated with water, something that had not been thought possible.